You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We are going to talk about the City Connect uniforms that we expect to see this season. There are a lot of them. But before we do, let me remind you that one of the things that we love to ask our guests when they come on the show is about their favorite sunflower seed flavor. We all have some favorites around here. I love Parmesan and pepper. It's the number one best sunflower seed flavor of all the flavors in the whole situation of the sunflower seeds. Brad loves him some hatch chili and...
These days, it's Smokehouse Barbecue. I got to tell you.
Yeah. That one's awesome. Smoky and sweet all at the same time. Okay, so listen. If you didn't notice the packaging Brad was holding up, they're from Chinook Cedary. We love Chinook Cedary seeds so much that we reached out to them. We asked them if we could partner with them. They said yes. It was awesome. So now we can give you guys a discount, and it's 10% off. You can use code BTPOD at checkout, and you can get 10% off your order. That also supports us here at the show. Again, that's ChinookCedary.com, BTPOD, for 10% off your order. The flavors are original, jalapeno ranch, smokehouse barbecue, lemon pepper, cinnamon toast, and dill pickle. So go to ChinookCedary.com, use code BTPOD for 10% off your order. All right, baseball
Hold
family.
On. Chinook, real quick, jalapeno ranch. Sneaky good.
Oh, yeah. So good.
Sneaky good.
I totally agree. Yeah. That's like my dark horse. When I'm looking around and I'm like, I'm out of hatch chili. I'm out of parm and pep. I definitely reach for that jalapeno ranch. And that's saying a lot because Brad does not like ranch flavored anything ever.
No.
So for him to endorse a ranch flavored anything that says it's ranch. For him to endorse it, you know it's good, baseball family. I'm telling you.
True facts.
All right. So we got the City Connect uniforms have been, all the rage, I guess, for the last couple of seasons. And
with mixed
reviews.
You either
love them or you hate them. What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just like you said. Mixed reviews is what I said. You said
mixed reviews, right? You either love them or you hate them. We still have mixed opinions on all of them. And sometimes I go back and forth on which ones are my favorite. But one thing we love to do that we started last season was going through and saying, you know what? This season, City Connect uniforms are going to look like this. And that's what we're going to do today. So we have the list of the cities that are going, of the teams rather, that are going to get City Connect uniforms this season. And we're going to tell you what we think they could and or ought to look like. Woo, Brad, are you ready?
Real quick, let's run down the list real quick and let them know what we're going to see. So we're going to see the Phillies, Cleveland's baseball club, the Tigers, Dodgers getting another one, the Twins, Mets, Cardinals, Rays, and Blue Jays will all be getting City Connect jerseys, or uniforms this year. And so like Brick said, we're going to go through. We're going to start with the Phillies, though, because this is interesting.
Yeah.
This was like a month or so ago we saw this?
Yeah, it was like a month ago.
There was a leak.
Yeah.
And we saw this. And I got to tell you, Brig, I hope, truly hope, that this is not the case.
Yeah. I'm not a fan. I'm not impressed.
No.
I think, though, this will look better on the field than it does right here.
Standalone. Yeah.
I think it will. But I'm not a fan. I do like the details. It's clearly they've put a lot into it of thought, rather. The script they've used, font, typeface, whatever you want to call it.
Tell me about that, because I don't like it. What is the script?
It looks like the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Like the script is like a feathered quill pen that they would have used to pen important documents.
Okay, I was wondering. So initially, I was like, "That's awful," but then just now, as we're sitting here looking at this, that was my initial thought, was that it was kind of, it was supposed to be a quill pen kind of thing.
Yeah.
Far as the font goes, but I don't like the way that it looks on the front of the jersey very much.
No.
As much as I love the history aspect of that, I don't like the way that it looks there.
Still not.
The gradients on the sleeve don't do it for me. I don't like the yellow. I'm sorry.
But the patch on the side is great. The love with the bell, that's awesome.
Right. Yes, that's really good. I like that. Mm-hmm. And I have a hunch, Brick, because we don't see a hat here. We haven't seen a hat yet, I don't believe.
Right.
I have a hunch that the hat will probably be navy blue with a Liberty Bell on the front.
Yeah, and yellow accents.
Yeah.
If not a yellow bell. I can see a yellow bell.
Could see a yellow bell.
Or a yellow visor with a white bell. I don't know. That'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. Anyway, so we decided we would start. Let's just start with Philly, Brad. We're going to go through and make our predictions on what we think they look like or what we hope to see. And Brad, I'm going to invite you to go first.
Okay. So I want the Phillies to stick with the red. I like the red. And probably just go, let's just go red, white, and blue. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because yeah. Philadelphia is the birthplace of the nation. Let's stick with red, white, and blue. Stick with the Liberty Bell. That's something that has been, that's an iconic piece of that city. And quite frankly, I think a great part of what they have going on with their secondary, tertiary logos and everything like that. So I like the idea of the Liberty Bell on the hat, but I want a little bit more to go with it, like maybe like a Philly behind it.
Like a cheesesteak?
No, like the word Philly behind it. Let's put a cheesesteak on the patch, though, on the side. Let's go ahead and do that.
I agree with that. Okay. Yeah, that's great.
And maybe, here we go, Brig. I hadn't thought about this until just now, but let's do Cheese Whiz instead of like a gradient. Let's have Cheese Whiz going up the sleeves.
Just there you go, like a swirly.
Some like kind of almost like a drip, you know, kind of like,
yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, let's do that instead of a gradient. I think it would look a lot better. And there's your yellow right there, right?
There's the yellow.
There it is. Yeah. But these jerseys are going to be red as their primary color. And I like the fact that the jersey said Philly across the front. Leave that. I think that if you're gonna go with a quill pen style though, just go script. I know it's not going to be easy, but they're screen printing these jerseys anyway. So you can screen print a script like John Hancock's.
That's right. Like type, a swirly type Sam Adams thing.
Yes, exactly. You can screen print that on there and have it say Philly. Sure. I think that would look fantastic. And then put the bell on the left breast under the part under the L and the Y. I think that would look really cool.
Yeah,
but you know what? You have to just go with white pants. Just go white pants.
You lost me at white pants, but I feel you.
Yeah, I want white pants.
Yeah.
The Mariners are going white pants with City Connect this year, and I'm very excited.
It's the right answer. That's the right answer.
Yeah.
That's a no-brainer. Yeah. Yep. Although the black did look better than I thought they would.
But it did. It looks a lot. And, you know, guilty. I wear black shorts with my blacks with my blue City Connect jersey.
You would.
Yeah, you're right. Although I do feel like it makes it look like I'm like trying to get in, you know?
Like, yeah.
I would never wear it with my glove because then it would definitely look like I was trying to get in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Put me in, coach. Put me in, Scott. I'm ready. But anyway. Okay, so what do you want to see? What are you expecting or want to see from the Phillies this year?
So we have a lot in common. First, let me get this joke out of the way. I'm a huge Rocky fan, so I saw this when I was doing my research, and I was like, yes.
Do you think they can do that? Can they include like some Rocky something somewhere, do you think?
Well, the statue is in Philly from the film. It's just not
right
at the top of the steps, right? It's down around the corner.
And it's the Philadelphia Museum of Art that he runs up.
That's right. That's right. So I was thinking,
I've never seen the movie. Okay. I know that, Brig.
You what?
I've never even seen the movie, and I know that.
Well, I know what we're doing when you come.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, stop everything. I had Marina sit down and watch them with me. We've been making our way. We just finished the fourth one. Yeah.
Nice.
I love that franchise. Anyway, okay. Sorry, get back on track. I'm with you on the red, but I want the red to be muted. I'm talking like really dark, muted, faded, almost splotchy, like gunpowder smoke across a deep crimson. Kind of a...
Okay.
Almost like a hazy crimson of some kind. That's what I want to see. And then I want the script Philly, just like you said, with the big swoopy revolutionary script, hand script, right? And I want it thin in some parts and broad in others, just like if it had been done with a...
Maybe mid, like an ink splot?
An ink splot would be awesome. Like, awesome. And then what I want to see is I want parchment, like yellow parchment pants. That yellow...
Like cream.
Parchment cut, like the cream. No, but I want it more.
Well, you could do more cream to get away with it, I think.
Yeah, to make it easier. But I think if we're going to get... So what we saw in Arizona with the Serpentes, how they went and they did whatever they wanted to, right?
Yeah, you're right.
And then how we saw with Washington, how we had that heathered texture in their, in their jerseys, the gray heather. That looked like wool. Like, give me something like that. Like, I want it to look like wool on top. I want it to look like wool or a twill or something on the bottom. And I want it in that same cream color that we all sort of associate with the Declaration of Independence over a really deep blood red uniform jersey. Script say Philly on the front in with a capital P, and then it moves to a lowercase y. Keep it all in cursive. And then I want to see the patch love. I loved that love thing with the bell. And I think if you do that and you give me some stripes on the socks that are blue, you get all the red, white, and blue in there. You're good to go. You make the visor blue that ties in with the socks. The cap is red on its own. You could do a cream colored cap for all I care. It doesn't matter to me, but I think you could throw blue in there on the cap and on the socks. Cap.
I'll tell you why they can't do a cream color cap.
What?
Too close to the color of the ball.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So, I just mean a cream visor. Won't they let you get away with a cream visor?
I don't think that they can.
Yeah,
you probably I know they have like the front paneling with the white, but you don't see that in games often.
It's true. Not anymore.
Not anymore, yeah.
Okay, so make it the same crimson cap with the blue visor that matches the navy blue socks. Yeah.
I got really excited about the color of those socks. I could see like that cream color, like that faded cream color sock with the blue, like a dark blue candy stripe.
Yep.
That gets me really excited, Brick. I'm going to be honest with you. Me too. I like the possibility. That would be awesome. That would look super sharp.
Yeah.
Do you go pennies? Do you go pennies on the pants? Or are they solid?
No, they're solid.
Solid. Okay. All
right. Although now that you say that, it'd be kind of cool.
Go red pins on the pants.
Yeah, if you brought the same crimson color down over the cream colored pants, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that'd be cool. That'd be old timey too, and that'd be awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
The whole thing, I want it to be way, not just retro, but like old timey.
Old timey, yeah. I like it. Yeah. I like it a lot. Okay, take us to Cleveland, Brig.
Okay, Cleveland, this is the easiest one. Cleveland's baseball club already did their City Connect when they did their rebrand. What do you think, Brad?
Rock and roll. Rock and roll. Just kidding.
I totally agree with you. I actually have a far more developed opinion. I just wanted to be a...
Okay, then share it. Go ahead.
Okay, so I want them
to... Actually, because full disclosure, I had the same thought, though. I was like, it's Guardians. Like, it's there.
Didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Because they pulled from the city, the monument, the bridge, and whatever.
Yeah.
No. Okay. I was just...
Okay, go ahead.
Butthead. Okay. So I want them to stick with the red, white, and blue.
Okay.
And I want white in the body of the uniform. And I want one sleeve to be red and one sleeve to be blue. Or I would accept a big, thick stripe coming down the side that's red or blue on one side. And the opposite on the other, comes all the way down the inside oblique area of the uniform where the seams meet, and then continues all the way down through the pants, right? If they went with a stirruped sock, I'd be happy. Don't not actually a stirrup, just print the sock to look like stirrups. That would be awesome. And then what I want to see are, this all matches the city flag, by the way. Okay.
Okay.
The red and the blue opposite one another match the city flag. Okay. Then what I want to see, I want them to lean all the way into the rock and roll thing. I want the front to see to say CLE for Cleveland, okay. Right? Or I would accept land with a the somewhere above it.
The land.
The yeah. land would be totally okay. Across the chest. And it's got to be all white. And then I want those red and blue accents floating around. And then you can go ahead and put the statue guardian on the sleeve or the jock tag or whatever you want to do. That's fine. Here's the thing, though. I feel like a lot of people are going to say, well, why not go with Forest City? Because I think Forest City is one of their big nicknames and whatever. Here's the problem. The reason Nike can't or shouldn't, and I hope won't, go with Forest City is because they already butchered the green option with Colorado. And we learned that it just didn't go as well as we all hoped.
It looked like an adult softball league jersey.
Right. And if you take out the green pants, it does improve dramatically. However, I think they're going to, if that was their plan, they've backtracked and had to come up with something else because it just doesn't go.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I think. What do you think?
Okay. Lean all the way into rock and roll. Lean yeah. all the way into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I want vest jerseys.
Ooh.
That look like leather vests. Give me yes. Ricky Vaughn style leather vests. That's what yes. I want. You know what goes well with that, Brig? Black pants.
And mohawks. Yes.
And everybody's got a mohawk. No. But no, like lean all the way into the rock yeah. and roll thing. Go hardcore yeah. with it. Vest, black vest jerseys that say CLE, the land, something like you said, and make sure. it like the Hard Rock Cafe font, right? Yep. Something like that, or more like Def Leppard font.
Yeah,
something
like that's that. What
it's
I would
gotta,
think.
It's got to be rock and roll. It's got to be rock.
Yeah.
And I don't know that they can, but I would love to see them incorporate the Major League Mohawked baseball in there somewhere.
100%.
And you know what you could do with it? With the sunglasses, you could make that face a little bit like that guardian, like one of the guardians.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You could alter that a little bit and make it like a mohawked guardian baseball with sunglasses on all of it. Just lean all the way into rock and roll, Major League, because that's the reason that team has been as popular as it has been for the last 40 years. Is because
unless you're a local, yeah.
Unless you're local, and so. Mm-hmm. Got to lean into that and go full rock and roll and make the numbers like I said, go with the Def Leppard font and then have yeah. like have a guitar on the back.
Yeah.
Like it's draped across the back at an angle, like a, you know, it's not a 45 degree angle, but have a guitar. Yeah. So they've got it hung over their back
from shoulder to hip.
Yes, yeah. exactly.
Yeah, dude.
Because that would be hardcore. I would buy one of those, Greg. I'd buy a jersey yeah. if that's what it looked like.
That you're basically you described the party animals.
The party animals, yeah, uniforms, I know.
Right. That's yeah. basically that's awesome.
Yep, a lot like it. Except there's they have the black one, but they also have the pink. So I got an up close look at the pink paint splatter jerseys that they have.
Yeah.
They're sick. They're sweet. Super cool. Yeah. I liked it a lot.
That's awesome. That's really cool. All right, okay. Let's go into Detroit.
Okay. So Detroit, I feel like this is another team that's been around forever, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
For hundreds of thousands of years since the dawn of time.
For sure.
And they need to lean all the way into the Old England D that they have had, or Old English D that they've had for a really long time, but make it bigger and bolder on the hat. Okay, go okay. dark navy hat like they have, but we need the old tiger logo. And see, this is where I'm having a little bit of trouble with this one because I can't get away from like the tiger thing. I need to go more Motor City,
yeah,
right. And so maybe yeah. you just go Old English D and then have Motor City across the chest, right? And right. then have this is another one of those like old faded white cream colored uniforms, like what the Twins have, is their one of their alternates. Same color because you're throwing it back.
Yep.
Have Motor City on there, and then like have like a tire for the O's or something like that. I think that because this is a throwback, old school throwback jersey, it can't be super elaborate. Like I went really elaborate with the Cleveland one, right? With the Guardians. But this one needs to be this one needs to be simple. And just have like some blue and some blue accents like on the I'm almost going with the Twins alternate, but make it Motor City.
That's so sweet though. Yeah.
So super basic. Don't go any accents on the Old English D on the hat, and then give them. I'm in love, Brig, with the idea that you said that those washed out white socks with the blue candy stripes. That's the answer for the Tigers as well.
Yeah, I can see that. That's awesome.
So that's what I'm going with on this.
Okay, go with me down the story time for the Detroit Tigers. Okay. So there is a strong you gotta make a nod to Motor City, right?
Right.
But Motor City is Motor City for automobiles, but it's also Motown for African American music, right? When Motown was a thing.
Yep.
And that's where Motown came from, was Motor City, right? Detroit. So I say, why don't we find a way to blend Motor City and Negro Leagues? And I want them to put Hitsville USA across the front, because then you get the dual Hitsville with baseball plus Motown, and you can play off on each other. Then I want them to borrow something from the city flag, which is elaborate and it's beautiful. You should see it. It's got the upper hoist corner against the flag is stars, 13 stars. And then the lower fly, which is the lower portion, not against the pole, has the stripes, red and white stripes for the American flag. And then you've got the fleur-de-lis, because it's, it originally was a French fort and a French settlement. Brad, you're the man. And then you've got the lions, okay, up in the upper fly. You can't use the lions because they're already the Tigers. So cut that out. The red, white, and blue, done to death. We don't need more of that. So now you're left with the fleur-de-lis. Okay, so I say what you're going to do is you incorporate the fleur-de-lis, and so you combine it with the automotive and music motifs. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I think what needs to happen is a fleur-de-lis on the breast.
Okay.
Around the, so it says Hitsville, USA, and then the fleur-de-lis goes around the, not the breast, the lower abdomen where the numbers need to be.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like you
could drop you put the that behind the front. Could you put that behind the number?
That's what I'm saying. You wrap it around the numbers in some kind of way. Just one really elegant fleur-de-lis. But okay, I still want all of this to be a Negro Leagues nod. So simplify all of it, like you said, and go all the way down to the most minimalist design. And I want a white uniform, and I want a retro blocky Negro Leagues words that say either Motown or Hitsville or something like that. Uh-huh. And then I want all the piping to be big and fat around the cuffs and the collar and all of that stuff. And then white pants with the big, thick, blocky stripe down the side. And that's what. So you're going to take an old Negro League style uniform, and you're going to put a fleur-de-lis in there somewhere, and you're going to call it Hitsville.
Can you put the fleur-de-lis on the hat, or what are you doing with the hat?
That's a great choice, actually. Move it off the uniform and onto the hat. That's a great idea.
I like it. The only issue I have is that I usually associate that with New Orleans. I know it's on the flag, but
yeah. That's the only thing you're going to struggle with. I had the same thought. But I don't know. I don't know how you'd fix it. I still like the fleur-de-lis. But I wonder how much resonance that has still in the city. Because I went all the way back. I don't know.
Yeah. It's I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know. I like it though. I think it's a cool design.
I think you lean into the Motown thing, honestly, though, and you pull that Negro League influence big time. That's what I would do. That's personally how I would start.
Yep. Okay. Let's see the Dodgers.
Dodgers.
What do you have for the Dodgers? Because what they have isn't great.
It sucks.
Like I said, I don't know that the fans will be very keen because they've already got one, you see. But it's not very nice. So
it is not very nice.
It's so super lazy.
It is lazy in their pajamas, and it's dumb. So we're already getting one, or we already have one, and they're getting another one. It makes no sense. And LA is known for a bazillion different things, right?
Yeah.
I think that if they don't lean into the Hollywood sign somehow, they've made another mistake.
That's what I was going to say. Just go Dodgers. The only change they need to make is go Dodgers across the chest like the Hollywood sign. Just do that.
I disagree. I disagree. They need to lean into it, though. I totally agree. However, we're going to shake up the entire design scheme.
Okay.
What I want to see is the uniform split into thirds once more. And I want this sleeve, kind of like San Diego City Connect. I want this sleeve one color. I want the other sleeve the other color. And I want piping or stripes running down either pant leg. And I want them in a serrated, jagged look. Because here's the flag of Los Angeles.
Mm.
And I want a green on one side, and I want the red on the other, and I want the uniform to be yellow. That's what I want. And you do it with white pants, and you put the red stripe down one side and the green stripe down the other. And the reason this flag is really cool, okay? The red is for wine. The orange in the middle is for oranges. And the green is for olives and olive trees, which are the three big agricultural, industrial, or agricultural efforts in Los Angeles. I think that's freaking sweet. So you lean into that. Plus, it's got a nod to all the Hispanic cultures, all the Latinx cultures that are going on there. It was a Spanish settlement, and then New Spain, and then Mexico, and then the United States, and all this stuff. So it goes all the way back, and you've got those beautiful Hispanic colors. So use them, right? Grab up that demographic and give them some more love there. I think the sales would be out of this world if you built it and you started with the flag as your color scheme.
That'd be pretty cool. So I do think that they need to change the font on the chest and make it like the Hollywood sign. I think that would be really cool if it's a Dodgers.
Yeah.
And they need to go simple with the hat, because the Los Dodgers hat, it feels like something you would buy like at the team store for like a little kid.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't look like a big league hat. So go with, because there's something to be said, in my opinion, for Dodger blue. Because if you see blue in that city, you think two things, and one of them is Dodgers. Right.
Yeah.
And so stick with the blue on the Dodgers, and then instead of having a blue hat, go with a black hat with your traditional LA logo, because black and blue looks great together. White pants, and I think that would be super duper sharp, super simple. Don't, because they went simple before, but they went the wrong way with it. They just went lazy with it. But I think if they simplified it with a black hat, with the Dodger blue jersey and then white pants, I think it would all go really well together.
Cool.
So
I hate black and blue together, so it's hard for me to agree with you.
I know you do. I don't like navy blue and black together, but I like Dodger blue, royal blue, like the Mariners City Connect, the blue and the black. Yeah. I think looks
great.
I love
that. You're right. That royal blue does look better. I just have an aversion to black and blue usually.
And think about how many black LA hats you're going to sell.
They already do.
I was going to say, anybody who doesn't have one now would get one.
My only issue with that is that they already do sell a million black LA hats. Why not produce something else? Because we know it's a money grab. So produce something else that's new and unique.
What if instead of it being black with a white logo, it's black with a blue logo? That people don't have.
Yeah, that would be good. I'd like that better.
There we go. Okay. It might be hard to see, but I think it would still look really good. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Do you want me to jump into Minnesota or do you want to jump into Minnesota?
Go ahead. Go ahead with Minnesota.
Okay. So this was hard because I don't know a ton about Minneapolis, to be honest with you.
Okay.
But because it was difficult, I got to do some digging and I learned some pretty cool stuff.
Okay.
For me, the very first thing I think of when I think of Minneapolis is Prince.
Oh, I was going to say
cold. So I was like, what?
I was going to say cold.
Well, yeah. Yeah, the weather's cold. But I think of Prince. And so I looked it up. And people, if you're from the Twin City area, if you're from Minneapolis or St. Paul, apparently, you correct me if I'm wrong, but apparently y'all say it rains purple. Which I think is awesome because of Prince's song Purple Rain, right?
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, how are we gonna make this whole thing a nod to Prince? So it's you're gonna use purple. You're gonna use purple in the uniform. And it's not gonna be Colorado's deep, like really dark purple. You're going to turn up the brightness. You're going to make it more vivid and you're going to have some more pink and highlight in there. Okay. It's going to be the Prince purple. Now, what you're also going to do is you're going to take don't go black because now we're talking about Colorado again, stay navy blue. You're going to go purple and you're going to go navy blue. And that purple is going to be on the bright violet side. Okay. And then what you're going to do is you're going to take this iconic grain belt beer sign and you're going to put it over the left breast and you're going to put, instead of grain belt, you're going to put Mill City or the Minneapolis or, and my personal preference is Princetown. You're going to take that and you're going to put Princetown on top of it. That's going to go on the front breast of your jersey. It's going to be a purple jersey, Brad. And it's going to be on white pants and it's going to have purple socks and it's going to have a purple cap and it's going to be absolutely fabulous. And if you really want to get fancy, you put Prince's logo on your visor, but they'll never do that because that'll cost too much money.
Yeah, that would be
the symbol. Yeah.
I like that a lot.
You hate it and that's okay.
I don't hate it. No, I like it because it also feels like it's a nod to the Vikings too. With the purple.
True. Yeah.
It's a big deal in that town. So
it is.
I want to, my thing is like, I really want to include St. Paul in there somewhere. Right. Yeah. And also because the St. Paul Saints are a big deal.
For sure.
And you've got the Mississippi River running through there as well. And you've got Minnesota is also the land of 1,000 lakes. And Minneapolis is a city of lakes. So I would, instead of going purple, I would actually go with like an azure blue, not navy, but like a little bit brighter blue.
Yeah.
To go more towards the lakes.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And then if you go toward, in fact, it'd actually be more the color of the city flag, which is a blue pennant.
Yeah, it is.
With things pointing different things. You don't need to include that. But you want that blue color, I think. And I think you kind of go with the flags, right? Like this year that with their spring training hat, their batting practice hat, and even their clubhouse hat all leaned really heavily into the crossed St. Paul and Minneapolis flags. And I think you kind of lean into that so that you can include St. Paul because you don't have the Twins unless it's the Twin Cities, right? So I think you include that. And maybe you have some kind of like maybe steal the St. Paul Saints font. And use that on the uniform instead of the current font that they have, which is a little bit more old school, right? Kind of got the barbs on it and things like that. Mm-hmm. So you take that and use that instead. And then, but it's all on, I can't decide if I want a white uniform with the blue or that blue color with like white, right? And since you go with color for the City Connects anyway, maybe it's all just blue.
Sure. Yeah. That's kind of the theme. Yeah.
It all just goes blue. And then you use that same logo that they've been using on the hat. I know it's lazy, but sometimes these things are a little lazy And he just put those flags on the hat, and then you're nodding to both cities. So I don't know.
Well, and it's new anyway. The cross flags are new. I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know if it's new or if it's a throwback, right? Is it a throwback?
I don't know. That's a great question. They're newish. They feel new.
They're new to 2024. They're new to this decade. Yeah, you're right. It is new.
They appear new.
But yeah, this was the one that I really struggled with. I had a hard time with a lot.
Yeah, I did too.
Because
I really did.
Yeah. I've been to Minneapolis. I enjoyed the city a lot, but I don't know a lot about it.
Same.
So
Okay.
The Mets.
Tell us about the Mets, Brad. Why don't you start us off? Or I can, whatever you want.
No, fine. This one was tough too. Because this is the thing, is that I really like a lot of what the Mets do. Right? Like, I don't love the orange. So maybe you nix the orange and you just go with black and blue.
Now you're back to black and blue, Brad.
I know, because I love black and blue. And this is the thing, Brig, is there is a ton of red and navy blue. So why can't there be more black and blue in baseball?
Yeah, you're right. No, there is a ton. Yeah.
And so, but the thing is you're including a red accent because it's the Big Apple.
Okay.
Leaning into apples here, Brig. What we're doing is we're putting an apple on the hat. And then not just any apple, but it's gonna be poking out of the home run thing. You're gonna incorporate the home run apple, right? And then I think you go city skyline across the chest. And we talked about this when we did the Mets, that they are not the New York Metropolitans by what everybody wants to call them. They are just the Mets.
Yeah, right.
But just lean into it. Turn into the skid and just go Metropolitans across the
that chair. Would be cool. Just that would be really cool. Yeah.
Because I think it would look really cool. And that's the thing, is I love the sound of the name, despite it not being their actual team name, right? That it would be really cool to just have Metropolitans across the chest and have a black jersey, blue across the chest with Metropolitans, and a white city skyline with red accents that like outlining the skyline and stuff like that, as far as the Big Apple. And I got to have white pants with black socks.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. That's cool. I like that. I actually like that. I really like the idea of putting Metropolitans across the front.
Yeah. It's got to be block letters too. Block letters.
Yeah. Very, that's getting into the territory I was getting into.
Okay.
So when I think of Queens, right, you obviously think of the bridge, but then you think of the Unisphere. And
okay, from Iron Man.
This is in Queens.
I know, just kidding.
Okay, cool. Thanks. Baseball family, you can't always trust a nerd, okay? They know things we don't know. And it makes us uncomfortable. But you take this statue, it's the Unisphere, and you put that on the cap. That's your that's your principal logo right there. And I want the swoopies, that orbital iron work going around the globe. And I need the globe tilted just like it is. Okay. Then, because this has such an industrial feel, and it has such a more modern leaning. They built that for the World's Fair, by the way. So, but because they have this more like leaning toward the future thing, it also feels to me like it has this turn of the century industrialism thing going on. And that makes me think somehow of Ayn Rand. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But I think what you talked about with the big blocky like iron font goes, it sings when you put that iron and steel Unisphere sculpture in front of it or with it. So I think you're right. I think you could put Queens, you could put Flushing, you could put the Metropolitans, you could put whatever you wanted to on the uniform breast, and I want it in that big blocky monolithic sort of intense typeface. That's very, I want it to be very, very sort of industrial leaning and and sort of, I don't know, Iron Age, not Iron Age. My words are really hard right now. I can't get over seeing Ayn Rand in the trains, but I don't know why. Anyway, it's the cover of the book. That's why. But
okay, all right.
The end.
All right. Why don't you do you want to go with the cards?
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. I got the color scheme for the Mets. Oh, here's the Queen. Here's the flag of Queens. I forgot. I want the uniforms to the jerseys to be that royal blue top, and just like you did with Washington and the textures that was printed on it, I want this one to be with a velvety almost. See how that looks silky?
Yeah.
I want that on there, and then I want that cream colored pant. That's what I want.
Cool.
There you go. The end. That was the hardest one for me.
Nice. Okay, do you want to do the cards or do you want me to do the Cardinals?
I want to do the cards first.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm very excited about this one, okay? Because, Brad, did you know that St. Louis, Missouri is the chess capital of the world?
I didn't know that.
It is the chess capital of the world. It is also home to the World Chess Hall of Fame. And now I have to go back. I didn't know any of this. I love chess. So what I need you to do is place a silhouetted knight on the cap itself. That's what I
need. Okay.
For those of you who don't play chess, it's the horse. That's what the knight is. And then you put that on top of a yellow disc, a yellow circle, which is a nod to the city flag because they have a yellow disc on their city flag, representative of the Louisiana Purchase and the Byzantine coin. I looked into all this because I nerded out for a minute, right? So it's a Byzantine coin, and it reflects the Louisiana Purchase, where they got that swath of land, the United States did. So you take the silhouette horse, you put it on top of a yellow disc, you put all that over a red background for the cap. And you can stay cardinal red if you want. But again, I'm leaning more toward the darker side. And then what I want you to do is I want you to take the uniform and make it black. But I want a subtle red and black checkered pattern, like a checkerboard, but with chess. And instead of black and white, I want it black and red. And you can either make it really small so it looks textured, or you can make it larger and more mosaic, blocky. Doesn't matter which way you lean for me. And I want black pants, and I want all of the accents to be red or to be checker patterns, like chessboard patterns.
That's cool. That's what I did not know that about St. Louis. I think
it looked good. Once I learned that, I was like, how do I lean into
chess? Leaning into it all the way. I like it. Very cool. Okay. Mine is pretty simple. Okay. You're drawing inspiration from two things, the St. Louis Browns and the Negro Leagues.
Nice.
Okay. This is where we're starting. We're going with a simple gray uniform, gray top, gray bottom. It's going to have that kind of wool, that scratchy wool look that the Nats had for theirs, right? You put that texture on there. Then you're going to go with the original St. Louis Browns, their font that they used, and you're going to go across the front, say just leave it St. Louis, but you're going to incorporate the Gateway Arch, and it's going to go just across the top.
Yeah.
End to end. You're going to have it there. And then you're going to have the original St. Louis Browns STL insignia on the hat with, again, the Gateway Arch, just going over it in a brown hat. Now, because the way that you're going to go into and lean into the Negro Leagues, like you talked about before with, which one was it that you did?
Detroit.
Yeah. Really thick piping down the buttons on the chest and on the sleeve. All that stuff is going to be really thick down, and then really thick brown down the side. I want brown and gray. It needs to be monochromatic and boring, and it will look absolutely fantastic.
I agree with you. That yours wins. That one wins for sure.
Well, thank you. That's the one I've been looking forward to this entire time.
Well, you nailed it, because that's super awesome.
Thanks.
Okay, tell me about the Rays. What are you going to do in St. Pete?
Water. This is what we're going to do with water. We're going to make a blue to dark blue gradient from the shoulders down to the belt. Okay. We're going to embrace Tampa Bay itself. And across the front, it's just going to be like, it's going to look like just a line with like little posts on it. And what that is that's going to be the Gandy Bridge that runs across Tampa Bay from Tampa to St. Petersburg. You're bridging the two cities, the one with the namesake and one where they actually are. Okay. Yeah. And then your hat, you're going to throw it back to the original Devil Ray, because I'm sorry, I know you don't love it with the original color, but it looks cool. I like it. So put the original Devil Ray on there on a navy blue hat with that same gradient, so it looks like it's kind of underwater.
Yeah.
And then white pants with a navy blue stripe down the side. And then your socks are kind of like, they almost look tie-dyed, because they're going to have like a water print on them, and it's going to be like, it's going to be like a combination of like a dark blue and a light blue. And it's going to look like I said, almost like pool water on the leg, on the sock there. And that's what you go with on the socks. Pretty simple,
okay.
But you're going to lean into water and the original Devil Ray's name.
Cool. And
the bridge. And the bridge is just going to get, you just got Tampa Bay straight across the front.
Yeah.
Or maybe St. Pete. No, let's do St. Pete. I like St. Pete. It's going to say St. Pete across the chest with the with the bridge going underneath it, almost like an underline. And that's what that is.
Cool. Yeah, okay. I like that. So okay, for me, St. Pete is known as the Sunshine City. And because they play in St. Pete, I thought the same thing. I was like, let's give St. Petersburg some love.
Yeah.
So you take St. Pete and you put it on there. You don't put St. Petersburg. You put St. Pete in some kind of funny or some kind of unique and catchy way. And then because they're the Sunshine City, I want a sunshine gold uniform. Not tan, but gold, right? And so not beach colored. So I want a gold uniform that's loud and exciting and bright. It doesn't necessarily need to be shimmery, metallic-y, but, you know, like really bright gold. And then I want you to put the blue pants for the water is what I want. I want blue pants for the water. And then it's me, you're going to do the blue cap with the visor, and you're going to put a pelican on the front, because that's the pelican is on the city flag. And you'd put the rainbow stripes behind it, like on the city flag, except half your players would choose not to play wearing the rainbow.
It's true. Can you take the pelican from the Myrtle Beach Pelicans?
Well, it's not the same pelican.
Okay.
It's not the same pelican.
Okay.
Good question. I had the same thought. So I had an answer.
Very good. I like it. Okay, last one.
Tell us about the Blue Jays. It's like a side profile pelican.
Okay. Tell us about the Blue Jays.
Okay, the Blue Jays. You are going to do an inverted Canadian flag. So it's going to be all red, because you do lots of blue and lots of white with Toronto already. So we're going to flip it. We're going to go all red, and then we're going to have white sleeves, but I want them in a raglan sleeve. I want them coming down on an angle.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
And then what I want is I want you to call it the Six. It's the nickname of the city. They have a lot of nicknames. One of them is the Six. And then the CN Tower, the Space Needle-looking tower, I want you to put as the I in six, S-I-X, or you could do the number six, I-X, if you'd like. Okay, whatever you want to do, Nike. I want to see proofs of either, because I am decided. And then what I need you to do from there, and that goes across the chest in the middle, bright red, lean into the white with all the lettering. I want everything accented in that Toronto Royal blue. Or the powder blue, I would accept either, because I think you put all of this on top of either white or powder blue pants.
I like it. So
with a red cap.
So I want to do like all of Canada.
Okay.
Not just Toronto, because they are the team that represents the country, right?
They do, yeah.
And so I want it. because there are sort of like San Diego tried to be more inclusive with theirs. Yeah. Right. Sometimes they try to be more inclusive and draw into neighboring. I want Canada. I want Toronto Blue Jays. I want it to be the Canada Blue Jays when it comes when it comes down to the City Connect. So I want to go with just take the Canada WBC uniform. And instead of having Canada on it, not the one that has the number, like the weird font.
Okay, good.
Just go red like you do, like red. You do with Canada Day, right?
Yeah, red. Yeah.
But then, like what you said, the white stripes, I love the idea. Like, I'm stealing that straight from you because that's a fantastic idea. The raglan with the white, I love that idea. Yeah. Black font across that says, take off Toronto, just have it say Canada.
That's awesome.
Or maybe the Great White North, eh?
Right. I was just thinking you could put North across the front.
You could put North, you could put North across the front. And then just go straight with a maple leaf on the hat.
Like right? Real like big.
You could do the Blue Jay, but just a big, bold white maple leaf on a red hat would look really good with like maybe like a black accent around it, like a black outline or something would help it pop a little bit more. But I think just a white maple leaf on a red hat would look really sharp, because I think that if they continue to embrace the fact that they're the only team that represents that country, they will continue to draw more fans. Like no team, like the Yankees travel well, but no team travels to Seattle like the Blue Jays do.
Oh, for sure.
And it's unreal. It is absolutely, crazy. Yeah. And I'm sure that it's probably similar in Milwaukee, possibly Detroit. Not to that extent, because Vancouver, BC is right there, you know, but teams, those cities are right there by the border. And I'm sure that they get a lot of Canadians to come over. And I think that if you had a jersey that said Canada, the Canada Blue Jays on it.
Oh, yeah.
Dude. Or just, like I said, just Canada, that would sell like hotcakes all the way across the entire country. No pun probably intended.
Right. as long as you serve it with maple syrup and I can buy it at a Tony Hortons, everything will be all right.
Exactly right.
Not Tony Hortons. Timmy.
Timmy's. Horton is the Beachbody guy.
Tony Horton's the Beachbody guy.
Yeah.
And with that, it's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Catch new episodes of the Baseball Together podcast every Tuesday.